Everything don't need to be addressed. The pull-up's like a FedEx truck. I can see some niggas round there right now. 1-800 call my bluff. Wake your ass up where you rest. On time like an Amazon truck. I can see some niggas round there right now. 1-800 call my bluff. Can I talk my shit again? Buffalo shrimp from my Hemas. Coke deals upstairs at the Ramada. The ocean from hotels was popular. And crack was a minted phenomenon. Elected presidential was on my
episode 213, arm. Episode 213.
On. Driving a fiend car, dangerous, extremely on. Shout to the branches, Antoine and Sean. Some niggas play different, involve your mom. Sister, aunt, niece, don't take them all. We only in the sport to
hello,
be
hello, hello. Welcome back to the Podium Podcast, episode 213. That was Pusha Terrence.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite song on the album.
I gotta listen to it.
Pusha T has a sensational album. It's very good.
I like it.
I will say this. Fellas, keep that album away from your women, because the level of shit talking Pusha's doing is gonna make you niggas spend more money. And I don't think niggas have the money to spend that he's pushing. He's pushing it. Like, y'all niggas are getting away with a lot of cheap shit.
Uh-huh.
And if Pusha's like, I mean, that's cute. But if he really fuck with you, he'd buy you that. And it's like, nigga, shut up. What the fuck are you doing, bro? I was fine with Gucci prices. Hello.
Hi.
We're back. We're a day late. There was technical difficulties, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe the world didn't want us to pod yesterday.
It's okay.
And but we made it.
We're flexible.
Yeah, we're flexible. I'm high and I'm laid back today. But
you're
I will wait. I will.
Back.
Yeah, I know. I will break out of it. I got water here. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Hell of a weekend. First
Tell
to start
us.
There. I went to Atlanta, Georgia. I went to Georgia. Let me say Atlanta.
That's so funny because I was just about to say, wait, were you in Atlanta?
I did go to Atlanta.
You touched down in Atlanta.
I did not stay in Atlanta.
Okay, so where you stay?
I stayed in, where the fuck did we stay? Shit, we was in Smyrna. We was in Austell. And we was in some other place, I forget.
See, right that's now. Why it's just easier just to say Atlanta, because
yeah, because nobody
that?
Knows. And you have to be from Georgia to know what that
where
is. People just know
hell?
That shit is far as fuck from Atlanta.
Where is that?
It's like an hour from Atlanta.
Damn, an hour?
Here's the thing, Atlanta's very little small.
Clearly. That so many people are not from Atlanta.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of people live
is.
On the outside counties, which are close.
Right.
Maybe they're 30 minutes from it, but they're not from...
That's
you know.
Like me. I live 30 minutes from Brooklyn. That's like me saying, yeah. Oh, yeah, I live in Brooklyn. I don't live in Brooklyn.
Right. You're close.
That's crazy. Now that I think about
but
that,
but you
that
still live in
crazy.
New York.
Right, but it's not
so
Atlanta.
That's how they treat it. They say, well, it's Georgia, but what's the
but
only place in Georgia
Atlanta.
That's popping? It's only one city. They don't have like four or five different places.
If you say Gwinnett.
That's in Atlanta.
Oh, it's in Atlanta.
Yeah. Gwinnett,
oh.
Well, no. Gwinnett is close.
Oh, see?
Gwinnett is an uppity suburb
right.
close to Atlanta.
And if you say Buckhead, is that in
Buckhead
Atlanta?
Buckhead is Atlanta.
Okay, that's Atlanta.
Yeah, but Buckhead is like the rich part of Atlanta.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, if you say that, people know that.
Yeah. Buckhead get ghetto, though. Don't get it twisted. It gets very ratchet because the outsiders are close.
Mm.
Bankhead is also in Atlanta.
Yes, Bankhead.
So
that's the other one.
It's very different
Bankhead,
over there.
Bankhead, Buckhead.
Buckhead, Bankhead. You got Riverdale. You got fucking... there's a lot of places in Atlanta that's very... rough. However, I wasn't in none of the rough shit. I was in the suburbs in the cul-de-sacs.
Look at him.
On private property.
Look at him.
Eating fried fish fresh out the grease. My father was walking around with champagne all night, dancing on random women. It was beautiful.
So it was like a mini family reunion.
It was, maybe. It was a lot of people.
It was a family reunion.
Yeah. We haven't been together like that since grandma died 2 years ago. So that was like cool to do without a death.
Right.
Everybody flew out. Everybody came. My uncles and all my aunts and my cousins and shit. And then my cousins' kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get to like, damn, like shit. Like,
wow. You're the adult now.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up because it reminded me of the argument I had with my uncle.
Oh, gosh.
I love my uncle to death. We argue all the time for the same things. And I feel like my uncle wants to see me get upset. To see if I can handle myself as a man.
He testing you.
Yeah. He says that after the fact, but in the moment, it don't feel like that. I feel like he said that to be a bitch later. Like, you know, I was testing you. Like, no, I fucking barked on you, and now you kind of hurt, but you got to respect it because I'm a grown-ass
man.
So I'm in the garage, Everybody's in the back on the deck. Uh-huh. All the music is in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I am a smoker. I don't associate with drunks. So when all my cousins and my aunt is drunk and my father walk around with rosé and he got seven more bottles in the refrigerator, I'm like, Daddy, go do you. This is your shit. This is your sister's party. You comfortable, nigga? You're staying. You got shit. Everybody's here.
That's funny.
So I'm in, in the garage with my shit.
Right.
And I'm starting to prepare to do what I do. So I have to break the weed down. So my uncle comes out the house. Yo, why are you doing it right there? There's kids around. Okay. I said, so what? What you mean, so what? I said, nigga, I'm grown. They're children, not me. They have to move. And I would tell them, move. I would tell them, get out of here right now. I'm doing something.
Right.
Because I'm an adult.
Right.
Children can't be here.
Right.
Right? That's what I would say. So he's looking at me like, I'm like, what, nigga? But what if my grandson? I would tell his ass, which is my little cousin, Zayden, go. I'm doing something. Get out of here. That's it. Yeah. And he's like, oh, why you just can't wait? Why you just can't do it over there? Do it where? Tell me where I'm supposed to go stand up and do this shit. And the garage is empty. Where the fuck you want me to go?
Yeah.
So we're going back and forth. And it got a little hot. But it's hot to everybody else. To me and him, that's kind of normal.
Right.
Because we do that when I'm at his house. But it just be me and him
does
in the house.
Does he live in New York?
He live right around from me.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm like, you're doing all of this. And
yeah,
you're
don't do that in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm like, you're doing all this bitching, but you're going to want to smoke with me and you over there talking shit. So when I tell you no now, you're going to have an attitude. Oh, no, why you act like that now? Now I can't smoke with you now. Oh, now you want to have class and have a fucking shut the fuck up. Niggas is grown. I had to tell her, I told him, shut up. Niggas is grown. I'm about to be 37. I'm not tolerating none of that shit. None of that. Respect your elders. I'm the elder. The fuck? I'm almost 40. Okay. My mother used to, like, my grandma used to bitch my mom. And I'm like, you grown. Right. That's my mother. I'm like, when I'm their age, you can't tell me that. And she was like, excuse you. When I'm your age, you can't talk to me how grandma talked to you, because I'm not doing it. I'm telling you no. Grandma just tell you do whatever, you just go do it.
That's
no.
Interesting.
But that's how they was raised. Respect your elders. Yeah. You don't disrespect. Don't talk back.
Yeah.
God forbid you talk back. That breeds violence now. Kids now talk back. They talking. Because we don't have the energy to hit a child. What does that prove?
Mm.
You got to think back to the psychology of hitting a child. Like, you beat your kid for doing something a kid does, like make noise.
And they're expressing themselves like, the best way they know how at that
Stop making all that noise. Bitch, I'm 7. I don't know what else to do. So what do you want me to do? It's like you in there scaring the shit out your child for just being home.
Yeah.
And I think back on that, like, damn, he really was in prison because of how our parents was raised. They just copy the shit they saw grandma do. Because when you stay with grandma, you're like, damn, mommy do that too. Y'all all the same? Anyway, it was great. Had a good time. I didn't do too much extra shit. I wanted to go to the aquarium, but I didn't go. I just short notice. I didn't even think of it till we got there.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, fuck. That would have been cool to do.
I'm going
to
go.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Next time, I'm
going
to go.
I'm going in July.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do for this summer. As far as like vacations, I was thinking about Myrtle Beach, 4th of July.
Mm.
This is a beach.
I heard good things. I know it's not like ideal for young people, but it's definitely like a chill spot for older people.
I just want a beach.
Yeah.
I just want quiet.
Yeah, it's for your age group.
Yeah. And people are like, oh, when you go on vacation, why you don't be going to the lit ones? Like, because I'm old. I like to chill on the beach. I don't need to judge twerk contests and be having shots pouring in my mouth. From strangers, not for me. Bonfires.
I definitely think you could fit in with them, but after a certain age, you're just like, I'm good. I did it. Like, how many times do you want to do the same thing?
Apparently, forever.
Yeah, some people never get enough. Yeah,
forever. I know people in high school like, bitch, you still partying? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Shit, I know women that don't even have kids at this party. Party. That bitch, you can't get pregnant because you always drunk.
Bruh.
It's true. How was your weekend? If you can remember, because it's Thursday now. Shit, the weekend don't even count. It's coming back. Tomorrow's Friday.
Right?
The fuck? Oh, well. We missed it.
I didn't really do anything.
Mm.
As normal.
Yeah.
So oh, I bought a grill. That's what I did.
The outside grill?
Yes.
Oh, good.
The outside grill.
Are you going to use
for
it?
My backyard. Yeah, I'm going to use it.
I don't trust that. Nope. You sound like Megan Smollett.
I got a Megan Smollett.
You sound like I don't know.
A charcoal grill. I never grilled before, no, but I'm going to try.
You need to use it.
Right. I'm going to use it.
I want to see grills.
Right.
I'll
send you pictures.
I want to see burgers with lines.
I'm going to grill.
Yeah. Shrimp and kebabs.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to have the shrimp kebabs. It's a small grill, but it says that it could fit like 20 burgers on it. So I'm like, all right.
A grill is a grill.
No.
And I love.
No, it's a nice one. Like,
I love.
It's not a small one, but, you know, it has the top. You pull it down, but it's like it's not a large grill. It
could be a Foreman grill. I love it.
You stupid.
I love barbecue food.
I remember the George Foreman grill.
When it first came out?
It was
a phenomenon.
Yes. Like, you had to have one. Everyone had to have a George Foreman grill. One. And I remember, because I think he first came out with the one burger one. Then you was doing it if you had the two. Like, if you could fit two burgers on yours.
All I remember was every summer, you stay up late because, you know, a kid staying up late was like a big deal.
Uh-huh.
I don't got to go to school. I'm staying up to 3 a.m. for no fucking reason.
Yep.
And at 3 a.m, infomercial come on. And it's George Foreman's fat ass. Knock out the fat. I lost weight. On my Foreman grill, it's angled, so all the fat just drip off. And we like.
And you have the little thing to catch it.
All this nigga did was make an iron at clothes.
Right. That's so funny.
And it's no different from a fucking panini maker.
That's true.
It's the same thing.
And he put the grill lines on it.
Yeah,
though.
But he had his own marketing. It was MMA. It was nonstick.
Know. Right.
That was a big deal.
Wait, nonstick. And he.
Easy to clean.
Right. I was about to say. And it was just like wipe off. You just wipe it off.
After about 2 months later, and then shit ain't nonstick no more.
That's true, because you would spray eventually it. Have like that, you know.
Oh, and then you can't control how hot it get, and you burn your shit. Yeah, but it had its moment. It had a run. Use air fryers.
You still see it. You still see the George Foreman grill and Target. I still see it. But yeah, now air fryer is a new phenomenon. I don't understand the air fryer. Is it like, I feel like it's like a microwave.
It basically is, really. It's just less radiation, I heard.
Oh,
but I don't know.
Less radiation?
Yeah, I don't know.
I have one, but it's not the one that everybody has, like that black one, you know, like
with the pull-out
rectangle. Yeah, the one I have is not like that. It's like a Cuisinart one because I want it to be fancy, and I still never used it.
But you bought a grill, and that's for sure going to get used, though.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to use it.
Okay, so now there's a lot going on.
Yes, it's crazy. So much stuff we missed out on.
Let's see. Now, right away, I want to touch on Megan. She did an interview with Gayle King.
Her PR should have never allowed that.
Same thing I said. However, I have some insider information.
What?
What you selling?
Wait, because that's like juicy.
I mean, if you dig enough, you'll find things. So I have credible sources.
Oh, I thought. All right, go ahead.
No, it is inside because it came from an inside person, but he publicly gave it out.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought it was like a hush hush, like Mark, don't tell nobody.
No, I wish. Oh, I wouldn't have said nothing, though. I would have tried to keep, you know, wait really? To the right one.
Okay.
Wait for the right one to just leak it. Like, maybe they tested you with the baby one.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, he ain't say nothing. Now we could tell him the big shit. That's when I go viral.
That's why I be quiet. Yeah. I know some stuff about some people, but I'm like, nah. Let me
can't take the cheese right away. You gotta wait till the cheese get a little older.
Yeah.
Okay, Academics did it live. Academics is an industry person, you know.
Right.
And he's heard things, and he did a live basically watching the Gayle King interview and breaking it down for what Meg was saying. Meg said a lot of things. Firstly, what Academics did was WAC 100, the guy that's out here trying to tarnish Nipsey and talking all this wild shit. He was on Clubhouse a year ago, maybe. He said this would happen, literally. He said, Meg's probably going to do a bunch of PR before the case or while the case is going on.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to do a big interview, probably like Oprah big, but Oprah don't touch that shit. So it'll probably be Gayle King.
Oh, wow. He said that?
He said that. And he's like, they're going to bring up her family and how her mama and daddy dead. Yep. She's going to start crying and shit, make y'all feel bad for her. And she's going to start talking about how Tory shot her and y'all going to all be feeling for her again. And I don't know when she's going to do it, but it's going to happen at some point.
Damn.
And then a year later, boom.
Predicted it.
And the public perception of Meg is that she's lying. And this is before the interview. After the interview, people think she's lying even more. Mm-hmm. It did worse. It backfired. Mm-hmm. It did not work. It was not necessary. So this is the information I have. I'm going to tell you what happened. It's that academics played it out.
Allegedly.
Well, okay.
Allegedly.
The academics said this. Okay. Allegedly. Meg was invited to Kylie's house for just to chill out. Right. They in the pool. We just kicking it. Rich shit.
Mm-hmm.
Meg comes over there. She's still her friend, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And they over there. They hanging out with Kylie. Everybody's chilling, having a good time. She's drinking. Meg is a known bad drunk.
Mm.
This is known in the industry. This is known by her fan. This is known by Instagram. Because she goes live drunk and it's like, what the fuck is she doing?
Okay.
Get off. Like, she goes crazy. She's belligerently drunk. She invites Tori. Tori doesn't come till late in the evening where they do the live where you see Meg, Kylie, and Tori.
Mm-hmm.
And that was later. Tori came. He was only there about an hour before shit went left. Now, Meg is drunk. Tori's flirting with Kylie. Meg don't like that shit.
Mm.
The friend sees Meg get mad at Tori. It's like, what the fuck are you mad for? You ain't fucking with Tori. Or are you?
Oh, shit.
But the friend's fucking with Tori. Mm. Behind her back. So the friends puts two and two together. It's like, oh, shit, you fucking Tori. And now there's a haul out. There's hell in this pool. In the interview, she says, I wasn't feeling the vibe and I left. No. You were belligerently drunk. You and your friend. Tori was probably drunk, too.
Mm.
Y'all are arguing. Kylie kicked y'all the fuck out her house.
She's like, I don't do this.
Yeah, she was like, no, get him out. Out. Security escorted them out. At the time, Tori came with his driver / security.
Mm-hmm.
His car was the only car ready when they left. They got in Tori's car.
Oh, see, that I didn't know.
Right. Tori's in an SUV. Mm-hmm. The SUV you see in the helicopter footage when Meg's foot is bleeding, when she's walking and she's bleeding. So Tori's in the car. Kelsey's in the car. Meg is in the car. They're all in the back. They're arguing. Meg is drunk. She wants to get out this fucking car. The driver, Tori's calming her down like, no, we almost there. Right, chill out. Yeah. She flips, starts kicking the window.
Mm.
She kicks the window clean out, cuts her foot.
Mm.
Academics didn't mention that. I did because I had the picture of her foot. And I was like, that don't look like a gunshot. That's not a gunshot. If you got shot in your foot, it would look way worse and it wouldn't heal that fast.
Mm-hmm.
Stitches? You would have had to have surgery. Mm-hmm. Not stitches. You would have to put you under.
I mean, depending. Like, if it grazed her foot, maybe not. But
that's
I feel
not
like
a gunshot. She said shot. She didn't say graze. It's a difference. A graze is a deep gash. A shot, meaning it went in your foot and either came out or didn't.
Yeah.
So she kicks out the window. The driver stops. She jumps out the back car seat. And now they're like, get back in the car. Get back in the car. Come on, let's go.
So
we're almost
the
there.
Cops? Like somebody that was in the neighborhood. Area. Neighbors, yeah.
There's neighbors everywhere.
Right.
So they seen this too. They saw the commotion and they heard the shot. That's all that. So Meg hits back in the front seat when she gets back in the car. She started originally in the back seat. She jumped in the front. So now when she says, I can see who shot me, that was why. Kelsey reaches for the gun from the security.
Why?
She's upset at Meg. She wants to shoot Meg.
That's wild.
They're drunk. She's drunk.
So you want to shoot
And she's
your friend?
Angry. They're all drunk. This is the fourth time Meg fucked one of her niggas.
Bruh.
That's another thing academics said. Kelsey brings men around. Meg fucks them every time. This is the fourth nigga she did this to.
Wow.
Also, Meg has slept with about 30 industry niggas since she's been in the industry, which is about 4 or 5 years now.
Allegedly.
But hey, yeah. We would have to have physical proof to know, but we said no. Because niggas are saying this, but they're not going to come out. They're not going to be corny about it. However, so now she's pissed. She's trying to grab the gun to shoot Meg. Meg jumps
That's
out the car
crazy.
Yet again. Tori's like, oh, shit, let me grab the gun from this drunk bitch. That's my security's gun. She gets off two shots in Meg's direction that did not hit her, but the fragments hit her right foot. So both her feet were injured. One foot was cut. One foot had bullet fragments from the bullet splattering on the ground.
That's crazy.
But it was not Tori that shot at her. It was her own friend.
That's
However,
crazy.
Rock Nation, and this is what academics said, put that on Tori. Let's put this on Tori. That's the only way we can get Meg out of this clean is if we put it on a guy that already has a dirty image. He's a rapper. He's a playboy. Drugs and all this shit. Put it on
but
Tori.
I didn't really see Tori as like, I didn't see him like that. Whether he dates a lot of women, I didn't see him like that.
In the industry, he's not the most popular guy. He's not loved by record labels and companies.
I know that, but like to look at him like he would shoot somebody.
Right. But they assumed
like
that
he didn't have that image to me.
They would assume he could handle that kind of flack and he would bounce off him because he's the real male artist.
Mm.
A female artist getting caught up in a gun charge is...
But she's not... Her friend was not an artist.
No, I'm talking about Meg. Meg being in that in any capacity hurts her. They're trying to protect her image, which is why they're doing all this damage control now. Was because when it initially happened, it's like, man, I shot. Who the fuck? Who did it?
Right.
What happened? She goes on live. Tory shot me. You shot me. You directly blamed him. That's legal now. It's public record.
Right.
Can be used in a court of law. Anything you say.
Yep. On social media.
So there it is. So now she blamed him. So now you're in court against him, even though that's not what happened. However, Meg was too drunk to know what happened.
Wow.
She doesn't remember. Now, when they stopped her, they said, what happened to your foot? I cut my foot on glass, which
was
true.
I remember that.
Because
that's
she
what
cut
came
her
out
foot.
First.
Yes.
That was the first story.
Because she cut her foot cooking out that window. Nobody ever put two and two together like, oh, shit. When you watch the video of the helicopter over them, the window's kicked out behind the driver's seat.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Nobody did. Nobody put all of these things together. Academics did.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, nigga, that all of that makes sense. He didn't say to cut on the glass. I put that together. Like, there's no way you kick out a glass in a tinted window and you don't cut your foot.
She looked like she could kick out a glass.
She's big as fuck. Yeah. Feet long as a motherfucker. So that's what I heard happen. Now, when she gets on there and says, Tory said, dance, bitch. Hey.
I could kind of hear him saying that,
come on,
though.
Come on.
He's very sarcastic.
But in that moment,
I could totally
drunk.
Hear him
you just
saying
got,
that.
But both of y'all just got busted by the friend for fucking with each other on the low. And then also, Meg's team didn't know she was fucking Tory. She was sneaking around to fuck this nigga.
And she said that she wasn't in the interview. And it's just like, first of all, your pause said it all. Like, why would you pause like that?
And she smiled.
You're supposed to
in
say
the middle of
no.
Crying.
Right. You're supposed to say no immediately. Mark, did you fuck Megan?
Nah.
Right.
I wish.
I wish.
God.
But I'm just saying, like, it's no pause.
Yeah. I wish. I didn't, Meg, I mean, look, I know you got a band and all
shut
that.
Shut up.
But I ain't got to do that. But yeah, that's so she lying. And I don't know. She just going to lose the case. Nothing's going to happen to her. Her image will be tarnished and, you know, she'll probably lose a bunch of endorsements, but she'll be fine. This whole thing is nonsense. Beyond this, I can't care anymore. I finally figured out what the fuck happened. I gave it to y'all. It is off my mind. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But if I'm right.
I mean, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. If it was a window literally out the car, like the window is not on the car. And she initially said, because I remember that, initially said, I like injured my foot on broken glass. That makes sense.
And then when she asked her, well, why did you say that? Because at the time,
yeah,
the
like,
George Floyd thing was
everybody.
Going on, and I didn't want another black man to get shot. Well, let me tell you something. First of all, if you know anything about rich neighborhoods, the police don't even come there for that type of shit. They don't even come to hurt anyone. They already don't. Know who lives there.
Yeah.
They already know. This is probably some celebrity shit. Let's go. Who's up there now? They're in the hills.
Right.
You're in like gated communities. They're not coming there on that kind of time.
Right.
They're not even sending those kind of cops. Those are cops that's happy. Like those cops are damn near retirement. They're not coming in. They don't got to be in shape or nothing. Hey, Kylie, what's happening? Is somebody else disturbing you? All right. I'll look into it. No problem. Have a great day. Travis, I love the album. They're not up there. So put your hands on your fuck. You can't get up there, nigga. Y'all can't do the good shit here.
Y'all can't get up here.
Yeah. So that logic was bullshit. Okay. Mm-hmm. George Floyd died in Minnesota, not Calabasas. Big difference. Ain't never seen a cop killer nigga in Calabasas.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that was weak. When she said that, when she first said that initially, I thought that was bullshit. I'm like, you lied because you were trying to protect the black. So you're using the fucking racism of the world right now to you as bail. You can't do that. And I said it was nasty when she did it. And I'm nasty now because when you look back, it's like, yeah, but we got past that George Floyd shit kind of quick. We don't even talk about it no more.
Mm.
We don't know the anniversary. I think it passed.
All right.
You laughing,
stop
but
being
it,
funny,
listen,
Mark.
What?
Stop.
Everybody was a fake activist in 2020. Y'all was fucking full of shit, protesting for nothing. Y'all was bored. It was bored. Working from home, nigga just wanted to be outside. The world
oh
told
God.
You can't come outside. And nigga said, oh, you can protest though. Word? I'm going to do that shit. Give a picture. Black Lives Matter. Now you find out them bitches stole and bought houses. Everybody hating them.
That's crazy.
What you thought they was doing? Run it up. Everybody was scamming that year. Are you dumb?
No, but she been scamming since before 2020.
Yeah, and then she came right. Ooh, perfect time, girl. Everybody don't know. And sure as hell, y'all stupid black asses donated to shit. You never know where the money go. I don't donate to nothing.
Yeah.
And they go, do you like to round up fuck them kids? Okay. If their parents can't afford to take them to the doctor, that's not my problem. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Don't clap for that.
They want you to care about everything.
We gonna have to get a neutral party in here because you over here using sound effects that you should not
because
be using.
Because that should be applauded. Listen, not. I don't care about your sick kid.
That should not be applauded. I don't.
Little white lady, your son's sick. That's okay. All right. Everybody's sick.
All right, Mom.
We all dying. You born to die.
All right.
The fuck? That is your ultimate destiny is death. Everybody. All of us.
Lord
you
Jesus.
You trying to extend the life of your kid with money and all this
listen,
stuff.
Listen, the metaverse, we could live for like 100-something years.
It won't be you running the page. So, moving on from Meg to Smollett, because she lying.
Gosh.
6ix9ine is giving away money. Bullshit. Don't like it.
I saw it. Did you see when he got punched in the face?
I heard it. Didn't see it. Who punched him?
I don't know. Some random person. Like
it's gonna happen more and more. Good job for that person. I hope you don't go to jail. Because you are finished.
And I saw a slow motion one where they was just like, yeah, and it connected. And you see the slow motion and you see like the hand. And
he deserves it because he is really doing a lot. And I want to say this about 6ix9ine. I've debunked him. 6ix9ine.
Okay.
He is being used to trick people they can't catch on their own. Feel me? Okay. Look at the rappers he always beefs with. The street niggas. He don't never go beef with like fucking Ludacris.
Kendrick
or Drake or none of them. He never bothers Drake, never bothers J. Cole, none of the real people. Right. But they're clean.
Right.
He goes after Lil Durk. King Von's dead. You still talking about him. You want people to do something to you. Because they can't get them niggas for what they did before. And if they do something to you, I can finally get this fucking Lil Durk nigga off the streets. We've been looking for him for years. He's fighting the case. Durk is fighting the gun charge. It would be very foolish of him to touch that kid. Don't even talk about him.
Right.
Don't go near him. To the point where 6ix9ine is going and find the fake Durk and making the fake Durk do shit. There's a fake Durk.
What?
Yeah, there's a fake Lil Durk. There's a guy that walks around, looks like Lil Durk, got the dreads, and he's fake. And he goes places and people think it's really Durk.
What?
And he's getting paid. And Durk is cool with the shit. Like, no, he could hang. I fuck with him. He promoting me.
All right.
But 6ix9ine, him being who he is, like, oh, let me go get this nigga and do something. Let me put a R.I.P. King Von jacket on him.
I saw that. I'm like, why would you do that?
He's doing that to piss Durk off. He was beefing with Casanova. Where's Casanova right now? In jail.
What?
Not because of 6ix9ine. But look what he starts.
Right.
And when you feed into this shit, this is what they want.
Right.
You can't snitch on them niggas for that type of shit. Mm-hmm. And you come home scot-free and make money and can run around with all this jewelry and cars. Yeah. And this is fake.
And then people
he doesn't sell anything. Nobody's buying his music.
Around with him.
Nobody's buying his music. It's not selling. He's not making thousands of tour. He's not on a tour where.
And I'm shocked that Nicki Minaj did a song with him.
Don't be shocked. You won't debunk Nicki, but I would debunk Nicki. Nicki is falling the fuck off. I've been saying it on this podcast for maybe 5 years now. Maybe all 5 years since I've been on this podcast, I've been saying, do y'all see the decline of Nicki Minaj? Not lyrically, but as far as relevancy, nobody gives a fuck about that queen rapper bitch shit no more. Oh, like, oh, I'm the queen. We don't care. You're not Beyonce. So your crown slipped a long time ago. And when it slipped, she started to do corny shit. Remixes with Lil Uzi. Why the fuck is Nicki Minaj doing a song with Lil Uzi? Because Uzi was the hottest rapper in the world that year. 6ix9ine. Why are you doing a song with 6ix9ine? Because 6ix9ine was the hottest nigga in the world that year. Right now, she has two songs with Lil Baby. Lil Baby is probably the hottest rapper in the world. One of.
Right.
This is why Nicki, she got songs with Coily Rae. Yeah. Coily Rae didn't work. Didn't work. She did a song with Megan. Didn't work. Didn't work. It's not working. We don't care, Nicki. It's not you. We don't care. Go away. You're good.
But she has like devoted fans.
But she has to know when it's time to move on. You know how Missy just stopped making music? Would you
Didn't
care?
Didn't you like keep producing?
No, be producing. Okay. But being the forefront, being in videos, doing all the rapper shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, when the last time you said, damn, I want a Missy album. You never said that. And that's why she stopped. Because if Missy dropped the album today, you going to get it? I'm not.
I was never really a fan of Missy, though.
But there was a time she was the best female
rapper.
Right,
she was.
But
she
nobody,
was.
You know, after a while.
1995.
People, yeah.
Right.
But people stop caring. And they go away. You have
I
to know.
Why is that? Because if Jay-Z announced right now that he had a concert, I'm going to buy it. Right?
And why?
I'm going to pay.
But why?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me.
When the last time Jay-Z did a concert?
Like 20. When did I go to Paris? 2018?
Come on now. That's 4 years. Yes, there's a demand there.
But when did Nicki do? So my point was.
But Nicki did a tour 5 years ago. You was going?
No, no, but my
yes
point,
or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm a fan, but like, you don't wanna I don't want to see her. Oh. But wait, so what I'm trying to debunk is what is it about female rappers that we kind of are like, all right, shut up, whatever. But male rappers, they just keep going and going and going and going.
I don't think it's, I think it's equal on both sides.
You think?
Yeah, because Eminem is like in the garbage right now. And he used to be the biggest shit ever too. It just, it time passes. Like Ludacris, he used to be a big star, but now, eh. Okay. Nelly, it just sometimes it goes away.
Okay.
Jeezy, young Jeezy, Jeezy used to be hot. Now, eh, go be with your girl, man.
Okay.
You know, 50 Cent. You want a 50 album? Nah, but I'll take another season of Power.
I never wanted a 50 album.
But people, you know what I mean. Right. 50 had who he had. People right. loved 50. He was huge.
Yeah, he was.
But right now?
It. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. It wouldn't work. That don't last for 20 years.
So what is it
it's
about
rare.
Like Jay-Z?
He's one of the GOAT. You're the GOAT. That's a reason. Greatest of all. Like, only could be one. You know what I mean? Only could be one. There's only one Beyonce. That's why she's her. There's one Jay, that's why he's hip. Everybody can't
them,
be that.
I just want them to do one more concert. Like,
it'll
please.
Come. Why not? They just chilling though. But please. They know it's like this. Whenever we do it, it's gonna work. So what's the rush?
Just
Let's just have
please.
Time for family. Watch the kids grow. Just be
oh
normal people. You know, have fun. Go. They love boating. They always on a boat.
They love
I'll be
boating.
So jealous. I'll be like, damn, they ain't nobody
they
in that ocean.
A yacht.
Ain't nobody out there to bother them. And they just all that food on that boat. Oh
right?
man. I know it's chilling. Not the greatest food, too. Like, imagine being high on that boat and just being like, yo, y'all got chicken fingers? I know y'all.
And
yeah,
they got
yeah,
chicken
bring it.
Fingers.
Of course they have chicken fingers. This is my boat. That's one of the requirements of this boat is to always have chicken fingers and honey mustard sauce. And if it's not here, somebody's going overboard, and you're going to go swim to get me some honey mustard. I'm Jay-Z. Go get me some fucking honey mustard. Don't come back till you get it. I don't care if you get ate by a shark. The fuck? And I'm not throwing you no life vest. You should know how to swim. But anyway, Nicki, speaking of Nicki, right? Nicki had a verse. And this is just random funny shit, personally. Nicki had a verse on Beyonce's Flawless. Now, I heard this in the car when I was in Georgia. And I really listened. I was like, what the fuck is this? This is terrible. And I feel like this might have been the decline of Nicki. So let's see. Nicki, this is Beyonce's record, right? Flawless?
Mm-hmm.
Flawless remix. It's like you get a remix like this with Beyonce and you do this. Let me see if I can find. Now, is her verse toward the end?
I forget. I don't really
yeah.
it's listen not a, to this one.
Nobody does. You see what I'm saying? Okay, let's see. Okay, here we go. Here's, I'm gonna read the lyrics.
Why didn't just read it? Don't play it. Because we might
Japanese
not catch it.
Indian. Got Malaysian, got that yucky, that wavy Brazilian.
Them beaches thirsty. I'm Hungarian.
Oh, okay. Okay, no. The Beyonce ad-libs are really unnecessary. But I'm gonna let her eat. I'm gonna let her cook. This is the verse. Looking Trinidadian, Japanese, and Indian. Now, this started all that foreign shit girls used to hate. Oh, my girl, niggas always want foreign bitches because Nicki started it. She's calling out nationalities.
People
she's not
been
even.
People wanted foreign, exotic-looking women, but go ahead.
Looking Trinidadian, Japanese, and Indian. Got okay. Malaysian, got that yaki, that wavy Brazilian.
What? Okay, I'm confused.
I can believe she's talking about her wig here.
Okay.
Right. This is her verse. This is what she wrote. Right. She went to the studio with Beyonce and said this.
So what's wrong with it?
Like, I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
Them bitches thirsty. I'm Hungarian. That was Beyonce's line. Hungarian. What do you... Are you Hungarian, Beyonce?
I think she was trying to
rhyme,
make a play on
the words.
You thirsty,
yeah.
So I'm hungry.
Yeah, but Hungarian, that's a real place. That's a real people.
I mean,
I get okay. Now moving on. Nikki be eating Diamond Fangs barbarian. Yo, like MJ doctor, they killing me. Propofol, I know they hope I fall, but tell them winning is my motherfucking protocol.
I don't think this is a bad verse.
Now, you have to hear her rap it. Now, let me go.
I mean, I've heard her rap it, and no, I thought it was like a good verse. But
when
verse.
You listen to the words, everybody hears it, and they just tune out the actual words people are saying.
All right, okay.
Here's the words.
Looking Trinidadian, Japanese and Indian. Got Malaysian, got that Yaki, that wavy Brazilian.
Them bitches thirsty, I'm Hungarian. Nikki BB eating Diamond Fangs, barbarian.
Yo, like MJ Doctor.
We heard it. We not trying to get sued.
Hold on.
Before.
Hold on. This is where it got funny. Right here.
Yo, like MJ Doctor, they killing me. Propofol. I know they hope I fall, but tell them winning is my motherfucking protocol.
What?
Cause I score before I ever throw the ball. These bitches washed up and ain't no fucking soap involved.
I'm confused.
It's every hood nigga dream, fantasizing about Nikki and B. Curve delicious, pussy serve delicious. Mayday, mayday, earth the bitches. Slap these hoes on they ass like we birthing bitches. The queen of rap, slaying with Queen B. If you ain't on the team, you playing for Team D. Cause we A-listers, we paid sisters. This watch right here done phase blizzards. I confess I woke up like this. All this drank in my cup like this. All this ass on that flawless dick. Instagram, another flawless pic. Flawless city with these flawless titties. I got all these hundreds, you got all the 50s. I'm with some flawless bitches cause they mild and pretty. Cause niggas love bad bitches that be on they grizzly. Throw that ass back, I be on my frisbee. Princess cut diamonds on my Disney. One monster, Nikki in Sri Lanka. I told him meet me at the Trump Ivanka. I said, come here, let me show you how this cookie tastes. This, that, yeah, nigga, eat the cookie face.
What's the problem? That was a good verse.
And that is why Nikki's out of here right there, bro.
But you did not tell us why that was a whack verse. That
I'm
going to
tell you why it's a whack verse.
Right?
Let me break it down to you how this works. Okay. People only thinking like the full, but I'm going to show you the longevity of how bad that verse was. Oh.
Okay.
Nikki's style has been copied, correct?
What do you mean copied? That she copied someone's style or someone copied her?
No, Nikki, women copy Nikki.
Okay, yeah.
This is a fact.
Right.
You can't look at any female rapper and say there's not Nikki DNA.
Okay.
They're all naked, fake ass, fake titties, wigs,
I
want
to get to the point where the verse is whack. That's now, what I want to get to.
Okay. The words she's saying, that style, those lyrics, that style of rap, the sexual content is what brought us to wet ass pussy. That kind of rap is what brought us
whack. Not Little Kim. I used to be scared of the dick. Not that.
No, because the women that are rapping now, that's not my generation. They didn't grow up on Little Kim. They grew up on Nikki.
But they know Little Kim's music.
They
though.
Know, but they didn't idolize her.
Little Kim was very vulgar.
I get it, but Big Lotto, how old is Lotto?
So
she's 22.
Wait, so if you're saying the rappers now were Nikki fans, mm-hmm. which I do not doubt,
mm-hmm.
Nikki grew up on Kim and Foxy, mm-hmm. just like I kind of sort of grew up on that too,
Nikki's
right?
Nikki's almost 40.
But those were her rapper. Like, she mm-hmm. was growing up, Nikki... Growing up, Kim, mm-hmm. Fox,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So if she has DNA from them,
mm-hmm.
they also have DNA from them too. Like, why are you putting it on Nicki Minaj?
Because who's the biggest star
evolution.
Of all of them?
It was
Nicki
an evolution.
Minaj is bigger than all of them. Little Kim was never as big as Nicki.
Correct, because of social
Foxy
media.
Foxy was never as big. No. This no, before is... social media. Nicki, before Twitter, Nicki was on DVDs.
But what I'm saying is,
she didn't get big from social media.
Okay.
Social she was a mixtape rapper. Play.
She was a mixtape. Yes, I know, but it was YouTube's. YouTube is a part
wow,
of social media.
That's not social media.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
YouTube is considered
Do
social media.
Do you have a YouTube profile? Do you post on YouTube?
I don't know, but YouTube...
People just watch. People
I
don't
go,
converse.
But, no.
Social YouTube, media is Instagram.
No,
Everybody has that.
I'm
you have friends you follow. On YouTube, you watch your interests. It's not social.
I'm telling you.
You're not talking. You're not interacting.
You are interacting with people. People leave comments. They like.
Do you leave comments on YouTube?
I don't, but I read them. So people are communicating with me. First of all, we're not going to debate about whether YouTube is social media, because YouTube is a part of the social media platform. Nicki Minaj came, got popularity from YouTube. That's where I first saw Nicki Minaj on YouTube. She had an interview. Before she was popping, she had an interview.
But the interviews on YouTube came from those street DVDs that they put on YouTube. They didn't start on YouTube.
But this is what I'm saying. On a DVD. This is what I'm saying. So social media definitely played a part in her success.
Yeah, it's MySpace, I guess. She was a MySpace Tom. She was. Early.
MySpace is social media, but okay.
Yeah, but it's irrelevant now.
But tell me why this...
Because now you look at these rappers now.
It's corny.
Like Big Lotto. She's 23.
Okay.
She doesn't know Lil' Kim. She's okay. Nicki. All Nicki.
Okay.
Now, whether she you want to say Nicki was her influence or not is on, I don't know. But you look at these women and they have the look. Even the nails, the jewelry. That's Cardi now. Is the for the young girls now that's going to be rapping when they're 25, Cardi.
Okay. Mark, can you tell me why?
And they're going to be rapping about their pussies because Nicki did it.
Can you tell me?
She started that and it followed.
Can you tell me
the verse was trash? What did she say? It was about being flawless and she's rapping about getting her cookie. What the fuck are you doing? She ruined a good record.
But how many men rap about women sucking their dick and fucking bitches?
I don't like that either.
It's not whether you like it or not. It's what they do.
I'm not bashing. I'm not bringing up the men for rap. I don't want to hear a nigga rap about his meat.
No, but I'm just saying that's what they do.
But they don't have to. They don't have to. I'm not saying, listen, it's all good, but stop rapping about your pussy and you got a husband. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to hear about your pussy. You always got a boyfriend. Nicki has never been single. The fuck out of here, man. He was a safari, then he was right with Meek, then he was right with Nas, and he was right with fucking Kenneth. You never had a minute to let that pussy breathe.
No, I think she did. She didn't. I think she was single before she got with, I don't know. I think she was single for a minute.
Before Meek?
No, not before Meek. I'm talking about before the husband. I think after she was Nas single for a minute.
I don't care much about her life. However, that verse is fucking trash, and I'm gonna stand on
no,
that.
No, it was not trash.
It was fucking trash.
That was a great verse.
The white girls rapping the Little Baby verse.
Oh yeah.
People are mad. Why?
I don't know.
It's a beautiful. This is what Martin Luther King was talking about.
Oh my God.
Black babies and white babies singing together.
Shut up.
This is what Martin Luther King wanted. And black people were so racist that they like, oh, what you inviting them to the barbecue for? Bitch, because she know that verse better than you and you black. Hello. Straight up. Whack ass. You mad that Becky know the verse? First of all,
Becky
that's
with the good hair?
Yeah. First of all, that song is fire. The verse is fire.
I gotta listen back because you talking about the baby, the song, the verse is fire, and Nicki her verse was trash.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
We ain't gotta argue. We ain't gotta argue. I could play the verse. Shit. Oh, wrong one. I could play the verse. However.
No, because I want to really listen to it. So
the problem is the backlash people are getting giving these women. I don't understand why. It's very racist, right? That black people are telling white women they can't listen to our music. I've seen people say, yo, if y'all cool with them, y'all niggas are stupid. Y'all go to, bro, y'all sing Working My Way Downtown all the time. Y'all loved Maroon 5.
Stop.
So get the, this love has taken its toll. Y'all fucked with that. Stop that shit.
Yo, I loved
Adam. Y'all love Adam Levine. Love fucking, what's the dude named? Ed Sheeran.
Oh, Ed Sheeran.
Black people love these white Adele.
Adele.
So y'all could know Adele word for word, but white Becky can't know Little Baby? Get the fuck out of here, man. Y'all, Jamaicans love Celine Dion. Just love her. Oh my God. They love Celine Dion. They love her.
They do.
The whole island of Jamaica would fucking die for Celine Dion. That is a fact. The fuck? Bet your little white girl can't know the Little Baby verse? You niggas gotta stop that shit, man. For real. It's getting terrible and it's disgusting how racist black people can be.
And it's like, how they learn it so fast? The song just came out.
They fuck with it. Like, you drive a lot, you listen to the same songs over and over, you start to hit it. Yeah. You get it. I'm not mad at it. I thought it was cool because if I went to a wedding and they was going crazy and they playing that, I'm hyped now because, oh, right? They'll play my music at y'all weddings. I could fuck with a white wedding if y'all playing Little Baby. I could fuck with it. Now, if I come in and y'all playing Garth Brooks, I might have to skate. Cause this ain't my spot. This ain't for me. Yo, I think they hanging, nigga. Let's cut. And I ain't seen no fried chicken.
Yo.
Ain't a nigga here. But people have to stop. It's not fair. Yes, it's cool when white people can do black things. And yes, it's cool when black people can do white things. Like wear a plaid shirt with cargo shorts and tuck it in and wear sandals. That's amazing if you're a black man and you can confidently do that. The frat boy look, the AE shorts with the tucking wrinkled button up. You a brave nigga. And you got your toes out in public transportation. You go, man. Anytime I see a black man with his toes out, it always bucked me out.
Why?
Because nigga, what are you doing? And white men are the worst. They love the thong sandals. Like they just put this shit straight in between their toes and just be free as fuck on the train. Nasty. It's flipping up dirt all in the back of your legs all day. Back of your feet, brown as fuck. This weather is still ass. I don't get it. It's cold. It's about to be May. What's up with this shit?
Very cold.
It is cold. Today was windy.
Yeah, I felt my car shaking while I was driving. I'm like, what in the world?
It was beautiful in Georgia, too. Hot. I'm out there in shorts, little tropical shirts. Rihanna, you wanted to know why people like podcasts.
Oh, yeah. No. So I didn't wonder why. So I was listening to the radio, I think, whatever day I sent it to you, Monday, Tuesday. I think it was Monday. And I was listening to The Breakfast Club. So, of course, they were doing a commercial. And I wanted to hear, again, I forget what the topic was, but I wanted to hear what they had to say about the topic. And, of course, they, like, go to a commercial. And I'm just like, this is exactly why people like podcasts. Because it's just like, I just want to hear what y'all have to say. And this is exactly why everybody just loved iTunes when it first came out, when you could pay to just hear any song. Because, obviously, like, iTunes didn't always exist.
Nope.
So when it finally came, it was like an amazing thing that you could just listen to songs. And then when people had radio stations and people made playlists, it's just like, wow, I can listen to all these songs anytime I want. Cut it on, cut it off, stop, pause, whatever. I don't have to hear nobody talking in between.
Beautiful thing.
Right. So then podcasts came and it's just like, because sometimes you legit want to hear what the people have to say. The host, like you want to hear their opinion and you don't want to hear the fucking commercials. And I'm like, this is why people like podcasts.
I get upset when I watch TV and I'll purposely not watch a show to watch it on streaming.
Right.
To skip the commercial.
Exactly.
Like Black Ink. Yep. Like, bro, you're not about to lead me into some dramatic shit and then take a commercial. And I
gotta wait for 14 commercials. I need to see
right after that what happened.
Yep.
The fuck? Is Tati going to jail or not? And she's not.
It's so funny. That's why I love demand. I do this all the time. If a show come on at 8, I'm not watching it. It's on record. I'll watch it at 9 and I'm fast forwarding through the commercials.
Yeah. Imagine if Netflix had ads. Holy
wait, did
shit.
You hear?
They're so going to start putting them?
Yes. That's what I heard.
I pay Hulu to not I pay an extra $4 to not have ads on
commercials?
Hulu. Yeah. Commercial free. I'll pay the $13. I don't care. And Hulu's trash. But when I want to see Snowfall, damn it, I need it. And I don't want to wait.
So I heard that Netflix increased their price and they were going to offer tiers. Because isn't Hulu like that? You have tiers. It's like a free one, which has however the many commercials.
It's ridiculous. That's why I paid for no ads.
Yeah.
They'll throw one in every 4 minutes.
Crazy. It's like worse than watching TV.
It's like it makes your head hurt.
I remember when Hulu first came out, I was in college or like around college age or high school age or something like that. But I remember specifically I was in college and Hulu was still new where you could just sign up. You didn't have to pay. You didn't have to have a credit card on file. Because, you know, sometimes be like, oh, you get the free trial, put your credit. You didn't have to do none of that. Just have a login. And I used to watch Housewives of Atlanta because I didn't have cable when I was in college. Mm-hmm. So I used to watch Housewives of Atlanta and it wasn't that bad. Like it was like a day late or maybe like 2 days late. And I was fine with that.
Free.
And it was no commercials.
Yeah.
That's how I used to watch Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah. Once they got popular, it's like, we got to start paying for this shit.
Right. Then it got popular. And then I just didn't watch it anymore. I was like, I'm not watching Hulu. That's why I'm here, because you don't have commercials. Yeah. Now you want to put commercials? And then, so they started with the commercials, and then they made you pay to take the commercials off. So they had a strategy. Hustlers. Right, they had a strategy.
Yo, I swear, man.
And when those commercials came on, because at first, I think they started with like one commercial, the whole show or something. Mm-hmm. And again, it was a strategy. Then all of a sudden, it's like, yo, you got too many commercials now.
That's what YouTube do now. Like, they want you to pay for premium YouTube. Like, I will never pay for YouTube. Never. I've never had to pay for YouTube.
Yeah.
Ever.
That doesn't make sense.
Why the fuck would I pay for YouTube and I pay for
mind,
cable?
Right. I don't mind. Like, on YouTube, I don't mind your little 4-second ads.
No, but sometimes they double up on them sometimes. They be like, your video will play after this ad. And then after the ad, it's another ad that make you wait 5 seconds. Like, yeah. Oh, hey, man. Now y'all fucking lying? That's 15 seconds, man. Yeah. I thank God for podcasts, though.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, only give y'all one ad on this pod. I get one ad at the beginning, and
I'm not hating. Of course, get your money, but it's just like we don't want to hear all those commercials.
Commercials shouldn't exist because nobody do they work anymore? Like I've never seen a commercial. Like, oh, I never knew about that product. Nah, fam, get online.
So me personally,
annoy me on Instagram, not on my TV.
Right. So me personally, I don't think ads. Not ads. I don't think commercials have any bearing on me. But there was a generation like where commercials was important because there was no social media. There was no online. There was not, you know, like really calling people like that. Of course, they have phones, but you're not calling because you couldn't afford long distance calls, whatever. So you call somebody in like Atlanta and you hear about what's happening in Atlanta. So you're getting like information from different places. But back then it was just like you only had your bubble. So it was important that commercials came through because we need to feed you this information to tell you that, oh, yeah, we're in Atlanta, but, you know, we cater to you, too, for whatever the product is. Mm. But it's not really necessary to me now to have commercials.
Because I think about it like, for example, like when a new iPhone come out, you don't learn that from a commercial.
Right.
You learn that from the email that they send because I have an iPhone already. And all right, like even air fryers, they were phenomenon. I've never seen an air fryer commercial.
Yeah.
I just heard about them and how great they were. And then I said, I think I want to get one.
You know what's funny? The first time I heard of an air fryer was 2012. My cousin had one.
Right.
And I'm just like, oh, wow. She's like, you got to see it. I put chicken in it and it's fried. And there's no oil. And I was just like, really? And then it's funny that now air fryers are like a thing.
And then you think about like Teslas. I've never seen a Tesla commercial.
Right, but we know Tesla.
And it's like people knew to go buy them.
Right.
I didn't know until I started seeing, oh, they got a car to drive it. So that's something else, huh? And then you start seeing them everywhere. Like, wait.
Big ass iPad.
What the fuck? Right. She's just everywhere now. Like more than a Camry, I'm seeing Teslas. Goddamn.
Right.
But yeah. But podcasts are beautiful because it gets straight to the topic you want to hear.
Right.
The radio plays the same 6 songs. And when I was in Georgia, I noticed they play. What's that? Damn, I wish I remember the song now. I should remember it much as they played it. Oh, the Summer Walker Cardi B record with SZA.
Right.
Oh, every fucking hour on the hour. It's like, gee, what the fuck? This song ain't that hot. But you got to understand, too. I'm like, is Cardi a big deal in Atlanta because she's with Offset?
She lives in Atlanta.
Right. And I'm like, damn, they don't even play her shit this much in New York.
That's funny.
Elon Musk bought Twitter.
Like crazy.
$44 billion.
He's gonna do it, and he did it.
Elon, delete my shit. Before I get lit, I need all my tweets gone because I don't know what they gonna dig up on me. I said a lot
you
of shit.
Delete
in 09.
Your own tweets?
That's too many tweets.
Oh,
I don't even want to look at them shits. I know I said some wild shit in 09.
I know you did too, because you used to say wild shit on Facebook
and on Twitter. It was even worse because Facebook used to lock me out sometimes because the shit I say, they flag me and shit. Twitter doesn't give a fuck. You can post whole porn on Twitter. They don't care. It'll go right across your timeline like it's nothing. Instagram, you get deleted. They'll delete your whole shit. Twitter, nah, go ahead, put up.
Freedom of speech.
Are you sucking dick? Post that.
Post it.
Who gives a shit? Everybody's doing it. But it's like, yo, so I don't know what he plans on doing with it. I know he just makes Zuckerberg richer because Zuckerberg owned Twitter. He owned Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I believe he did. I think he bought it years ago.
Twitter?
Didn't he buy Twitter, Facebook? He bought. He had Facebook already. And he bought Twitter, and then he bought Instagram.
I don't think Zuckerberg.
I might have seen. I could be wrong, but every time I go to Twitter, it says something with Facebook on it.
I don't think he. I gotta look this up. I don't think he had anything to do with Twitter.
I could be wrong. I know he did buy Instagram though, right?
Yeah, he did. And so, no. He didn't own Twitter.
It was Jack Dorsey.
Right. He owned Twitter.
Yeah.
Mark didn't have anything to do with Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know who owned it before, but I could have sworn I seen. Maybe I was wrong, so I don't know. But I feel like Zuckerberg get a piece off that anyway, just because he in that space.
No.
He might have some small piece.
No. He's not getting anything.
Woman admits to divorce from loving husband for no other reason than wanting more money. Look, hey, man. I'm going to tell you, you brothers like this. Pick better. Like, I don't know what to tell.
Here we go.
Just pick better. Like, if she's not that, if you can't do what she's asking, then she's not for you. That's what it is.
Okay, good. This is good advice.
If you cannot give her what she wants, then leave her the fuck alone. You are not it.
Yes, that's good advice.
That's simple. And then ladies, vice versa.
Right.
Same thing. Advice. They go both ways. It's not even good advice. It's just simple math. But people fight and fucking try to make a person accept what they refuse to accept. And then you're mad at them for not accepting what you're trying to. They don't want what you. They need more. So she's not wrong.
Okay.
And she's not wrong for leaving him for wanting more.
Right.
Now, you don't know how poor that husband was. He could have been ass broke. And she's like, I can do better by myself. We don't know her reasons. We don't know her life. I don't know why that's shade room news, but whatever.
Because they want the people to talk about it.
Yeah.
They want everybody in the comments going crazy. You should stay with him. Or bitches ain't shit.
Yo. And this is what I'll say, right? For the new generation coming up, there's going to be a lot of money involved in this new generation. They're going to have a lot of money. There's not going to be much poverty. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Because technology, for them, for the next generation, they're not going to have the typical job. They're going to have a lot of freedom to create.
Yep.
And they're going to have a lot of money to play with to create better and more.
Yep.
So it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be a lot of TikTokers.
Yes.
Social media influencers.
Yep. Yep, that is a real job now.
Yeah.
That is a career path. Ain't no more doctors and lawyers when you making $1 million a year off YouTube videos building Legos.
Crazy.
Fuck college.
Seriously.
Because all college do is prepare you to get a job. But if you're making money, you don't need college.
Right.
You know, I make $1 million a year. What do I need to go to college for?
I don't know.
Well, you want your education. No. The education is to make money.
Right.
So if I'm making money already, I don't need the education.
Right. Unless you're going to go learn like a skill or something. But if you just go into college, I'm going to go for marketing. You don't have to go to college for marketing. Like you could legit learn marketing like by yourself.
Yeah. You don't have to do it. Yeah, look, it's all here.
Right.
We in a time of great expansion. Everything's going to improve. Everything's going to get better, faster. You just got to keep up. Keep up. Try. Because these phones going to keep coming out. And every year it's going to be something more and more you don't know. More and more. There's features on the phone I don't understand right now.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Hold on now. Kevin Samuels had a...
God.
I don't even mean to bring this up, but I do. And it shows the delusion of these women. Right? Now, Kevin Samuels had a live, which he always does. Woman comes on the live, like they always do, and she says, I deserve a man that makes at least $100,000 a year.
That's the same story over and over again.
Now, I think these women forget we can see them. And she wants a man. I forget what she said. She's 33, two kids, single, overweight, not attractive. She gave herself a 6 out of a 10, which was being nice to herself. She could have went lower. And she's demanding a man to come in and take care of her and her children.
Okay.
And so she can, focus on her eyelash business.
Did she say that?
This is a grown woman.
She said
eyelashes. Yes, her own business. And Kevin said, well, what's your business? I do lashes. And his face was just like, she said ass. Ma'am. How much do you make doing lashes, ma'am? She didn't want to say.
Oh, gosh.
So you not want to admit what you make doing this business, want a man to come along, pick you and your two kids up that's not his, feed them little motherfuckers and you, because why? You're 33. You have two children. You're out of shape, and you're a lash technician. What do you have to offer him?
What does she say?
Well, I just feel like there was no, because the way you're saying it, they always want to flip it to how they want. But he's telling you the straight facts of why you can't get that type nigga. You ain't that type woman. And men, so, y'all got to understand, you ain't that type nigga to get that type girl. So y'all have to stop trying to make them come down to us, to our shitty level, to make them do what we want.
Okay.
They not coming.
So wait. Okay. Because I want to debunk this, because this is the word of the day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that.
Right? So
I like that word.
Because, you know. Okay, so how many times have you said and acknowledged and co-signed that men don't care what women make? They don't care about women's money.
This is true.
So why does she have to announce how much money she makes if men, if high value men don't even care?
Because she's not attractive.
So then let's leave it at that.
He
then
told her that, but she didn't want to hear it.
Okay, so so this is another thing. So men only want, not, obviously, nothing.
Just be a pretty bum. If you're going to be a bum, be attractive, okay? Okay, that's right, all we want.
This is where I was getting
at. If you're going to be a bum, be a Bernice bum. Be a bad bitch bum.
This is where I was getting at.
Be a bad bum.
Because y'all like to say, oh, this. This doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. Right. So y'all just only want a girl that looks a certain way, but then be mad when women look a certain way and they act a certain way. Like, you can't fucking touch me because I just look too good.
We like that. We don't like when the girls that don't look good think they look good.
Okay.
And it's like, bitch, who the fuck you think you are? Okay. You were supposed to fuck me for free.
You were supposed to fuck me
because you're bugging. I'm not supposed to feed you or none of that. You're high maintenance for no reason. You're high maintenance to yourself. And ain't nobody chasing your ass.
Okay.
Anyway.
So look, we debunked it.
Yeah.
Just be into yourself. Look like freaking, I don't even know, a Barbie doll.
No, keep
your hair done.
That's for the young girls. And I really want older women to stop. Baby hair at past 35 is crazy. Crazy. And it's got to stop. You're not a fucking baby, bitch. You're 40.
Oh my God.
You're pushing 40. Stop. Get that toothbrush out that gel. Right now.
Why?
Get it out the jail.
What if it's a part of African American black women culture? Like, who are you to say that we can't have baby hair at what age?
Who are y'all to say a man got to take his hat off because his hairline fucked up? It's a lot of people that can say a lot of things. Stop the baby hair shit.
Who said that?
We are men.
Who said that?
Y'all hate when niggas hide the fucked up hairline. Y'all do.
Because that's messed up. I got hats before.
So a nigga can't wear a fitted to hide his fucked up hairline, but y'all can wear a whole wig with baby hair to hide the fact that y'all don't have no hair at all of that shit? Because we got to eat that. You going to eat this fitted.
You going to eat this.
You going to enjoy this fitted.
I'll never forget.
I look good in the fitted. Bald, I might not be my best.
I'll never forget this guy in high school. I ain't going to say no names because I don't know who listening. He had a crazy, number one, he had a crazy head shape. See? That's number one. And he was so cute with the hat on. And then I remember I saw him without the hat and I was just like, no fucking way.
Night and day.
Night and motherfucking day.
Now imagine our pain. Imagine our pain meeting a woman already with a wig.
Right.
We don't know what's under that.
I mean, I'm not going to hold you. Like, you definitely have a point. You definitely have a point.
And we just supposed to accept that. So now when a man says, I'm only dating natural women. Oh, fuck out of here. Y'all niggas. You're not about to swindle over here, all right? I want to know who you are when I'm talking to you. Not 6 months down the line on vacation and you get throw that shit on the dresser and I wake up to piss and I think it's a fucking head over by the TV and it's your bald ass shriveled up next to me. And I'm like, why your braid so short? Oh my God.
Stop.
Bitch ain't got no hang time, bro.
She got no hang time.
2001 Allen Iverson braids.
Stop.
Oh no. Got the nerve to have designs in the shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but it's very difficult for men these days. Vanity is a drug.
Mm-hmm.
Women are addicted to vanity. They're addicted to the makeup, the wig, the look. The baby hair has got to stop. Yeah, it's been a trend for some years.
No, I'm not co-signing that.
And I will say this too. I'm a little bit sick of the eyelashes. Not even a little. I'm a lot. Look, I'm sick of them eyelashes, man.
So what do you
do women understand how sick y'all are? Y'all are going to get hair glued to your eyelids.
So I look like I'm not going to say completely different person, but I definitely look different when I put on mascara. I don't wear eyelashes because I wear glasses. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't work for me. But when I put on mascara, you definitely see the difference.
But the eyelashes are a bit excessive.
But I'm just saying, so when women put on eyelashes, they look different. Like they feel like, oh, they feel prettier. They feel dainty.
To each other, because I'm going to tell you right now.
Y'all don't care about that?
No, because we're just going to fuck you doggy style. We're not even looking in your eyes.
So why do y'all like all the pictures of all the women?
Because we trying to get that ass. That's niggas going to do everything. Listen, it's no different than buying you flowers. Liking you all your pictures is just like bringing you flowers at school.
So
bringing
you
balloons
you
on your birthday.
That's
duh.
All you want.
Every man wants sex. You think niggas is out here to be your friend? You think niggas want to get to know your soul and your spirit and your fucking feelings? You know, we can do that if the sex is good. If the pussy fire, we can do all of that. Let me see what it is first, and then we'll build. I'm trying to save women time and agony by letting y'all understand what these niggas' initial goal is.
So
it's the initial goal.
Women should just stop wearing wigs.
No, women should. Yes.
They should stop wearing eyelashes.
Yes. Be your fucking self, bitch, because in high school, niggas was fucking you with none of that.
And
they would still fuck you. Nothing changed. You just look dumber now.
So they should not do anything.
Look, if you're pretty, you're pretty. You don't have to add anything. You know what I'm saying? It's like putting sugar in a Pepsi. Why would you do that? It's already sweet. It's Pepsi. It's perfect. It's you Pepsi. Were born Pepsi, bitch. You're a Pepsi.
You're a Pepsi.
Stop putting sugar in yourself. You're going to be diabetic out this motherfucker. Still, you're good. You're good.
You
a nice, fresh Pepsi. A cold one. Not the one that was sitting in it's flat and hot. No, you are a crispy, fresh soda. Fresh. Love yourself. Love you, you are. You get up in the morning, look in the mirror with that crusty ass face. Love it.
Love it.
Love it. Because there's a man out there that loves it and you won't give him a chance. Because you feel like you inadequate because you don't look that like with makeup and baby hair. You don't feel good till you wake up and brush your fucking forehead.
Bruh.
With gel. And glue on that shit on your face and put all that other shit on your face. And it's 90 degrees outside and you keep fucking touching your forehead with the tissue. Bitch, you're hot. You're sweating. You have on a wig. You have on too much shit. It's too much.
That's why I can't really get into wigs.
You know, but again, I don't have that problem.
Here he go.
So I don't care. You motherfuckers do whatever y'all got to do. God bless y'all. And I wish y'all the best in your journey to find a woman for you. And I pray to God you don't have to deal with them wigs. And I pray to God you don't have to pay that maintenance. Because it's expensive.
It's expensive.
Oh, I couldn't imagine. The paying nails. For hair, nails, and eyelashes every 2 weeks. Bitch, who you think?
It's expensive.
Where's your father? Because I need to talk to Earl. It's too much. Hey, you raised her too expensive, bro. Help me.
Help me.
The fuck? I'll give my baby girl whatever. But go fuck your father then.
Bruh.
Oh, let's talk about that one.
Yeah.
Yes. There was a meme that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Women can say, I was raised a certain way by my dad, and any man I date has to treat me this way. Right? Cool. Okay. However, when a man repeats that same thing about his mother, he's a bitch ass nigga. Why? Now you have a son.
Okay,
now, think about this. You want your son to love, cherish, and honor you, correct?
Right.
Okay. You his mother. I love, cherish, and honor my mother.
Right.
And I put my mother before anybody.
Right.
Okay, so.
Okay, so listen, what?
That's what you want your son to do. But for a man to do that, he's a bitch-ass nigga?
I don't think so. Like, okay.
The meme is basically saying, like, women will bash men for being mama's boy, but daddy's girls get nothing. There's no bashment for them. That's just normal. That's okay, and it's good, and she can be high maintenance because her father made her that way. But a man wanting a woman to be a certain way because he was raised a certain way is no good. Because you want a woman to cook because that's what you saw your mom do, and that's what you think a woman is.
So, again,
women expect men to do what their father did.
Okay.
But a man can't expect a woman to do what his mother did.
So, again, just a little bit more context. If I don't know, like I need more context with this because
I might need to read
every
it.
Scenario is different. So if a guy said to me, oh, my mother cooked every day, this, that, and the third. Or, whatever it is, she cooked, she washed my clothes. OK, cool. Like, you know, she did what she needed to do for her house. But where was your father? Like, I need a little bit more context. Like, was he also around? Because how did your father treat your mother?
Okay, this is what it says. Women always say, my dad treated me this way, so I expect any man I'm interested in to do the same. But the second we talk about how our mothers treated us, we are the problem. Now, that's what the meme
said. Okay, so it's no context. Nah. It's just like it is what it is.
Yeah.
So if I was talking to him, I would ask him. I would say, where was your father? Your mother treated you this way. Where was your father? How did your father treat your mother? That's mm-hmm. what I would want to know.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to say he shouldn't expect his wife or girlfriend to do certain things for him if that's how you grew up. I get it. But where was your father? What was your father doing? Because then that would show me what he should be doing for me.
Okay.
But so that's why I need a little bit more context.
Okay, but let's see.
Because, I mean, I get what he's saying.
Yeah.
You're a daddy's girl. Your father took you out on dates. He bought you flowers, whatever. Mm. You know, like, he bought you whatever you wanted. Got it. Now, the guy. Oh, my mother cooked every night. She washed my clothes. Cool.
But it's also the treatment. Outside of that motherly stuff, the compassion, the love, the care, the nurturing, men look for that
correct
in women the same way women look for the protector, the provider, right.
So
and their
that's
father.
That's why with him saying that my mother did this for me, I want to know what his father did for his mother.
Well, you're going off the topic.
I'm not going off the topic.
No, you're diverting because you got to focus on what they're saying, not the hyperbole.
No, I am. He's correct. If your mother did this for you.
Now, what if he didn't have a father? And you're a lot of people don't have dads.
Right. So then that shows me what you think should be happening. That shows me that you have no understanding of a dynamic between a man and a woman. You literally only saw your mother do things for you. And if you have siblings, for your siblings, your mother literally did everything. So in your mind, you're going to think that I'm supposed to do everything. That's not what I'm trying to do.
Now, you know, no.
I'm not getting off.
None of that has nothing to do with none
yes,
of this.
Yes, it does. Because if he's saying my mother did this.
He didn't say
any of
his mother did anything. You said that. You add into it, but don't add. Just go right, off
so
literally what he said.
His mother did whatever, and he expects his wife or his.
No. It's saying women can say.
Right, I'm a daddy's girl,
and that's okay, and it's fine, and she deserved it. She wants to search him. However, a man can say, well, you know, I was raised by my mom. My dad was around, but I was like me. My dad was around, but I was raised by my mother. So I seen my mother work, but that don't necessarily mean I want my woman to work as hard as my mom did. However, the way my mom treated me, the way she loved me, and that's what you ultimately expect from your woman. That don't mean you want her to be your mother. I don't want her to work 5 jobs to take care of 6 kids.
Okay.
No, we ain't saying all of that.
Okay.
He just saying it's okay for men to expect the mother the same way y'all want it from y'all dad is the same way we can want it from the women in our life. We want our woman to be like a good woman like we love our. We want to love you like we love our mother. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a graduation from your mom to your wife. You go from one woman to your woman. You go from your mom to your woman. That's how it goes. So you should pick a woman, you know, that's like, you can build with that reminds you of a good motherly woman. You know what I mean? Her attributes.
Then I don't disagree because I am of the school of thought that for women, because I'm not a man, so I can't speak for men. But I have the school of thought is whatever lifestyle you grow up with, that's the lifestyle that a man should be able to provide for you or better. Like, I don't believe in a woman going to be in a relationship with any man and accepting anything less than what she grew up with.
And so, she shouldn't have to.
Exactly. Yeah. So if that's just what we're talking about, like treatment, lifestyle,
right. Yes.
Then I yes. agree.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. So for example, like a woman's lifestyle from her dad might be, my dad took me on vacation every summer.
Right.
So I'm used to going on vacation every summer.
She got to go on
so
vacation.
So if the man
summer.
That I'm dating can't do that.
Right.
He probably won't work for me.
That might be a problem for her.
Right. And she, right. that's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
However, on the flip side, if a man said, well, I'm used to coming home to food cooked every night because my mom always cooked. And he's like, well, I'm not your mother.
But like, see, that's why I feel like we need a little bit more context.
Right. It gets messy with me since we started playing with the variables. You know, you go with different, many different ways. So I didn't want to get caught up in the what ifs and the what if, but if this is that, I don't want to do that. I wanted to focus on just that part.
All right. But if we're just talking about lifestyle and how you grew up, then I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. Like, it's like, why do we get ridiculed for expecting our mom from women when they expect their father from us? That's all it really was saying.
All right. So that's not a bad point.
Yeah. Like, you expect me to be what your dad was. Okay, cool. I can do that. If you can do what she wants, cool. However, can you be what my mom is? Can you be a caring, compassionate, loving,
providing support.
Love, just a support system for me. Just I get out there and get the money. Just hold me down. Willing to hold me down? Like, I don't want nothing from you but that.
At the surface, yes. But then when you go down deeper, if you really want to debunk, if you want to debunk this, it goes a little bit deeper. Because if I look at a lot of women who I know who grew up with single mothers, like they just grew up in a single parent household, they're not going to be as loving and compassionate because, one, you grew up with a single mother. So she couldn't. You know, she couldn't be there for you all the time. She was at work. So you're not going to get that love and compassion all the time as you might if you had a mother that worked part time or a mother that didn't work at all. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's literally like a circle. We go in a circle. You have a single parent, whether you grow up as a male or female, and then you see certain things that you want, but you can never be because no one was that for you. You want it, but you can't be it because they didn't do it for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just wanted to keep
that's
it fair.
That's just if we go a little bit deeper.
Yeah, just keep it fair, man. Because women make it hard, like, on men. They make it hard, like,
so
harder than it has to be. And I want people to focus on love again. People don't focus on love. They only focus on money. And people don't focus on each other. They focus on each other's money.
I mean,
I want to play this one, too, because this is what you was talking about. So we can go back to that
okay.
one.
Okay.
I watched my mom have 3 jobs and come home and cook and clean. They think we're superheroes.
Okay, no, but can we talk about this one? Because at what point are y'all going to fully understand that your moms and meemaws that y'all idolized so much were victims? You romanticized and idolized the fact that she had 5 kids, worked 5 jobs, never slept, never ate. Baby, she was a victim. You had a front row seat to her suffering, and your response is to want to put somebody else through that too? It'll never cease to amaze me how males look down on women who don't want to go through all that as if we are not as strong as women in your family. But y'all won't stop to ask, why didn't they have any help? Women sacrificing so much of who they are for their families is not anything you should want to repeat. Because yes, while it does deserve recognition that they were able to push through and do all those things, you should also be able to recognize that 9 times out of 10, she didn't actually want to do those things. She just had to do those things. Just because she took care of you with a smile on her face doesn't mean she wasn't crying and struggling behind closed doors. And it's time to get real about that. Dude, I watched.
It's true.
Yeah. My problem is the lack of accountability. Like, you just kept having kids knowing you couldn't take care of them, motherfuckers. So that man put them babies in you on what? Like, you didn't lay there and make them babies too?
So
as a woman, your choices are terrible. And that's the reason your mom was in that predicament and had to do that. That does not mean the woman you date should have to go through those same things.
So?
Because you saw your mother do it. Your mother was a poor decision maker, and she may have been a whore.
So you said you wanted people to focus on love. What if they love those people that they were with?
Love don't pay the bills.
And then say we too focused on money.
Yeah, but listen, let me tell
Mark,
you this.
Please. No, what do you want from us?
Now watch y'all body her right now. Watch y'all body her right
from
now.
From us.
Right? You want men with money, but you want to put rules on them. Can't do that. You want the man with money, he has to have his freedom. You cannot tell a man what to do when he has a certain amount of money. And women seem to think they can find these men with all of this money and he's just going to be only to you. Are you fucking crazy?
Are you dumb?
He's going to fuck whatever he wants because he can. I have the money. You want the money to keep coming to you? Shut the fuck up and deal with it. If you don't, you can leave. Someone else will be here. This is what y'all chase over love.
This is why
there's no love. This is why everybody's story is, he cheated on me. Of course he did, because all he got is money. He don't have no love for you.
This is why
you ain't shit to him.
I go to work.
Go to work. Take your ass to work.
This is why I go to work, because I'll be mother effing damned if somebody tell me that because they make a certain amount of money, they could do whatever they want to do. I mean,
that don't have nothing to do with you having money. You having money don't affect him.
No, but I'm just saying.
He going to do it anyway. Because at the end of the day, I have money too. And I have money. You're with me because I have money. You think another bitch won't be with me because I have money?
That's why.
I'm going to cheat on everybody until I don't feel like it because I have money.
That's why I go to work.
You want me because I have money. So if you want me because of this money, and you know the money that this thing, what the money brings me.
Right.
It brings me options. It brings me play. It brings me freedom to do things.
Right.
So understand what these men have that y'all want so bad. A man that loves you, loves you. He's not thinking about bitches because he got one. I mean, sorry. He has a woman. I have to call it. That was crazy. You need to focus on the emotional side more. People. Love people. Like, you can, a person can have money. That's great. But as a person, they matter. Like, that person, you need to know that person. That money is great. You got money, dude. Cool. We could do shit. But at the end of the day, when we go do this shit, do we get along? Do I even fucking like you? Yeah, right. You can do things for me, but do I even like you touching me? Do right. I want to physically be near you? Do I love fucking you? Do I love the smell of you? That's do I true. Like you? Do That's you like true. These motherfuckers or y'all just want money? Well, he bought me a Birkin, but do you like that nigga? When the last time you got had sex, bitch?
But wait.
All you doing is collecting.
Every girl you have sex with?
Yes.
You do?
I can't have sex with you if I don't like you. I have to like you enough to fuck you. And it don't take
and
much.
They just got to like you enough to accept that Birkin.
Right, but do you gotta accept the shit that come with it? You gotta shit that come with it. Beyonce been cheated on. You regular bitches think y'all got a chance? Really? Who are you, bitch? You ain't Beyonce. Are you crazy?
Beyonce wasn't even Beyonce enough.
Halle Berry got cheated on. Who the fuck do you think you are?
And I guess that's just
I need a boss. Bitch, you ugly! Shut the fuck up, y'all. Yo, look, I'm trying to calm down. I'm coming down too, so now I'm getting hyped. Y'all bitches be cooked and be wanting niggas to do all this extra. And the shit that make it bad be these mutt ass niggas that's doing it. These bitch ass niggas that never got no pussy, but got all this money because scamming came in style. Now they could pay for shit. They buying bags, they flying bitches out. Ugly big booty bitches. Bitch look like shit, but her ass is fat. He'd have never fucked in the hood, but now he got a couple dollars. He rented a Maserati. He go pull her. Oh, damn, Terrell, you getting like that? Yeah, you know how I do. You know what I'm saying? Pieces hitting, everything lit. Now she all in his fucking condo getting fucked. And then he get indicted.
Bruh.
Right back to the drawing board. Right back to the projects. You know why, bitch? Because you ain't have shit. You keep chasing that money. You ain't chase love. See? And love gonna lead you. Love gonna leave you the right way. That money always evil. Y'all keep going after evil and y'all keep don't even analyze the shit. Money is evil. The goal of life is love. The goal of life is happiness. The reason people right, are happiness. Never happy is because they're chasing the wrong fucking things. You're chasing money. You're chasing possessions that cannot follow you to your death. That is happiness. Not what life is about. At the end of the day, at your funeral, who's going to be there? That
we'll
couch?
We'll never know.
Your bank account go pull up?
We'll never know.
Is your accountant pulling up to the funeral?
We'll never know.
You won't know. Yeah, but they'll know.
We won't know.
They'll know. Oh, damn. Four people? Wow. They ain't fuck with this nigga. No. He was a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. He had money, though. Oh, he had money. He paid for everything. They loved him when he was alive. Dead? Fuck that nigga. All right, whatever. He's a piece of shit. He did dirty shit to get that money. Y'all don't even be knowing what niggas be doing for all this money they got. I be wondering, as soon as I see people on all these trips, I wonder how much his check be every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks?
Yeah, I want to know. I be wanting to know what niggas' balances be. Nobody never go post their account balance. That's when Instagram go change. When niggas start posting that account balance at the receipt. Go to the ATM, take out $20. Let me see your balance. Let's start that challenge. Since everybody balling, let me see your name That's on that funny. Receipt. Go to the account. I want you to take a picture at the bank. Tell her. Go to the machine, pull up your checking or whatever, where all your money at, and take a picture of it. Crap out all the important shit and let me see the back, because you can't lie that. You can't make that up. That's real. Since everybody got it.
Right.
Since everybody in a mirror, everybody jeans 1800 and that's normal. That's regular. They can just walking around with $1,800 jeans. That's regular. And you got a job? Where you live?
They got pieces.
Where you live, bro? Crown Heights? So niggas in Crown Heights is wearing $1,800 jeans?
Crown Heights was...
Is the hood.
Is the hood?
It's being
like
gentrified.
Eastern Parkway
is the hood.
It's still the hood?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was Jewish people moving in. I thought it was expensive to live on Eastern Parkway.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Gentrification. That's a Jewish area. Most of it. It's mostly Jewish around most of the main parts. Yeah. Once you get into Crown Heights for real. But there's very ghetto.
There.
Yeah. Brownstones everywhere.
Ghetto?
Mm-hmm. Very hood. The parade will be back this year. Ain't no more COVID. Why not?
Oh, I thought you said it like you seen why not? I can see it happening. Or something.
That's why not? Why would they stop it? Everything else is a goal. You can go to watch the game. Well, the Nets got swept.
I feel like,
Them bitch ass niggas.
I feel like I don't know if it was the state, the city. I don't know. I feel like they were trying to get rid of the parade for years because they would always be like, oh, they cut it short at one time. Mm. Like they were doing different things.
Yeah, it's a lot of.
No, like, oh, you know.
Yeah, they might not never bring that shit back, but.
Right, because it would be shootings like every.
But the thing about it, Juve was never a part of like. Juve, the night before the parade,
right.
That was always a people thing. So that could still happen.
They put, the people put that together.
Yeah, Juve will probably still happen. Mm-hmm. The parade, I don't know, but I don't see why it wouldn't.
I mean, it would be nice, but. Yeah,
it's been a few years since it's been, hopefully, Eric Adams here with his little task forces. He could keep the peace. I
haven't been to the parade since 2011. That was the last time I went.
I've never been in my life, and I never wanted to be. Really? I would never want to be around that much West Indians ever in my life. I'm sorry to my West Indian people. I love you, but I do not want to be there. I don't need to be there.
What?
I love y'all from afar. I don't like the music. I don't fuck with the food.
Yo, are you serious?
No, you whatever. I'm American. What do you want me to do? Our whole family's American. I am not West Indian at all.
Like, so you don't eat no...
I don't eat jerk chicken. I don't eat oxtail. I don't eat roti. I don't eat that shit. That's not my food. I didn't grow up eating that. That's not my shit. That's not me. Fried fish, cornbread, collard greens, right? Like, I don't... Yeah, I do that.
So have you ever had it?
Yeah. Didn't like it.
You don't like
it. I don't like because I feel like I don't even want to say too much. I just feel like a lot of them West Indian foods be like poor food. Like they make it in a thing. Like oxtail.
What's Southern food?
It is poor food, but we eat fried chicken. Like West Indians don't eat fucking fried chicken. Everything is oxtail and jerk chicken and curry goat. Goat? I don't want to eat no fucking goat, bro.
Goat tastes good.
I don't want to eat no goat, my nigga. I'm American. We don't eat goats here. I never go to an American restaurant and see goat nothing.
I mean, but eat lamb chops.
And then little people will say, oh, yeah, but you eat chicken foot. Y'all eat cow foot soup with the foot in it. Why is the foot in the soup? Take the foot out. But y'all eat the foot.
I'm not even going to hold you.
Yes. Southern people eat chicken feet.
Right.
Whatever.
And pig y'all feet, eat chitterlings.
Pig feet, chitterlings. But oxtail's gross to me.
Chitterlings.
It's literally, you can see the bone still. From the tail, like
chitterlings.
With y'all eating the meat around. So
but what's chitterlings? Hold on,
but the ox shit through the tail.
Down in Georgia.
I don't ever ate chitterlings in my life. Never.
Chitterlings?
That's from the 60s. If you grew up in the 60s and 50s, they ate that because they was coming from segregation and slavery. Me? By the time I was a 90s kid, I never fucked with that shit. No, I don't even eat stuffing.
Stuffing? I hate stuffing. It smells nasty.
I don't eat that. And it's American food I don't eat too, but I feel like. And then when you're from New York, West Indian food is forced on you because everybody West Indian some way.
But bro, it's good
you don't eat roti, you don't eat ackee and saltfish. No, nigga, that sounds nasty to me, bro. I don't eat that. I don't eat ackee and saltfish. What is it?
Shark and bake?
I don't why would I want to eat shark? Why would I want to eat shark for breakfast? You see what I'm saying? That's like, what are y'all eating over there? Y'all just go out in the water and just kill a shark and eat it for breakfast?
Why not?
How you start your day like that? Yeah, I'm going to go get some shark and cut it up and put it with a little bit of bake.
Shut up.
A little bit of bake. And what the fuck is bake? A piece of toast.
It's not toast.
It's a dumpling or bread or some shit. It's a croissant.
A croissant.
A piece of shark.
Yo, you're mad disrespectful.
And they going to hate this.
You're but mad I'm being disrespectful
honest.
Right
and most
now.
Americans can tell you, I ain't going to lie, bro. I don't fuck with that shit. They eat it because if you're from New York, you tried it because it's everywhere. If you're from Flatbush, you can't get away from West Indian food. You eat it because it's there. That shit stay in your clothes. It stay in your hair, that curry shit, and making you heartburn. Your shit be burning on the way out. I'm cool, bro. Stewed chicken and all. I'm cool. I'm good at all that. All that West Indian food, I'm cool.
You a hater.
I'm an American, bro. Give me some like chicken cutlets, fried fish.
And I don't like chicken cutlets.
Yeah,
I want the chicken with the bone. Do not give me no boneless chicken.
I ain't fucking with you in the bone. No bone.
Give me the bone.
Like people are like, oh, you don't eat ribs? I don't eat ribs. People are like, oh, you American though. I don't eat ribs. I don't eat pork. And I'm definitely not eating no fucking goat. Curry goat. When I was a little kid and I heard curry goat, I was like, y'all eating goats in Jamaica? The fuck? That was like fifth grade when I moved on this side in Canarsie. Because in Brownsville, it was all American niggas, hood ass niggas. Right. Come to Canarsie, it's like, oh, it's mixed. It's Haitians, it's Trinity, it's Jamaicans. Like, oh, I'm starting to see the difference over here. It's more West Indian over here.
Yeah.
Niggas is coming to the potluck for Thanksgiving at school with like, oxtail. And I'm gonna sit, as a fifth grader, I'm like, oxtail? And that's the first time I'm hearing of this because my family don't eat that shit.
Ooh.
So when I come to school and I'm hearing, you don't eat roti? What the fuck is a roti? And they show it to you, and it's this big blob of dough with meat in it.
It's mad good.
And I'm like, that don't even smell good. And it looks crazy. Is it done?
What?
Is it done? Is it even done? And then you're just picking through it. Look, you eat it like this, and you're wiping it around. Nah, just bro, I'm
stop.
Cool.
Just stop.
I'm good, bro. I don't want that, bro. Go get me a biscuit from KFC and some gravy, mashed potato. I don't, that shit, I don't want that. Now look, to my West Indian community, I've offended you. Maybe. But I'm not dissing y'all. I'm not saying the shit is something wrong with it. It's just not for me. I don't eat it. Don't invite me to the barbecue if you're going to have a bunch of curry shit. Bunch of fucking roti and got goat meat and all this other wild shit.
All right.
My boy, shout out my boy Freaky. This nigga be eating iguana.
Iguana?
Rabbit. Niggas rabbit. Is bugging the fuck out. Look, I'm not eating no iguana, my nigga. You can go to hell. Bro, the meat's sweet, boy. This shit good. No, look. I'm not eating no fucking iguana, bro. He Trini. Trinidadians, y'all eat iguanas? what's coming up now? Nothing, right? Oh, Future's dropping an album. God bless.
Yes, I never liked you. I cannot.
Future, he's a something else.
I cannot.
The title of Future's album is I Never Liked You. I wonder who he's talking to.
All of them.
He never liked nobody. So you never liked Lori? You had put on all of your songs and shit. Give me Lori, give me glory. That's victory. Remember that? Yeah, nigga. You was loving her. And now she's still with that Michael B. Jordan. We thought that was fake. You know, that's crazy. Everybody thought that was fake. I thought it was fake. I said, she ain't really fucking with that nigga. The pictures looked all staged. But now...
They look cute together.
Now it's like a whole year later. Like, oh, damn, they really for real together.
They look cute.
Yeah. But Future's coming. Excuse me. I seen something about Young Thug dropping an album. I don't know how true that is. I know his baby mother just got killed. And
really?
Yeah, that was crazy.
I didn't hear that.
It was a bowling alley incident.
Oh, yeah. I did hear that. Yeah. The bowling alley. I did hear that.
Yeah.
I did hear that.
Very sad.
Because wasn't they fighting inside the bowling alley? Then they came out. And yeah. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Yeah. That's why, you just got to let the small stuff go. Because it was small, right?
Yeah. Probably that's with some crazy. Regular nonsense. Yeah. And then it just escalated to some death shit. Now I was like, hate to see it, hate to hear it. God bless Thug. Mm-hmm. My condolences to him and his family, his children. That's tough. I'm looking forward to the new music. Pusha T's album dropped. I love
listen.
It. I want some new R&B, man.
From like, who though?
Anybody. I heard Giveon is dropping something. Giveon is going through a breakup right now with his ex boo.
Was it Destiny?
Destiny?
Who was he with?
And he was with something Sky. What's her name?
Oh yes, Justine Sky.
Yeah, right, they were together, the and that whole thing. She found Giveon's iCloud, I believe, or his old phone, and she got into his iCloud and got all his current messages. So his phone was basically like cloned, where like all the text was coming twice, and he didn't know.
That's crazy.
And she's seen everything. She saw videos. She saw pictures. She saw like him telling his boys like, yo, I think she knows. What are we going to do? Yo, I'm going to say this.
What are we going
to
do?
Yeah, they were supposed to like help him and shit. So, the friends are now shit to her. It's over. And then she said she's going to drop something the same day. Basically, she said she's dropping something and he said he's dropping something. So I was like, who's going to shit on each other first?
And how hard?
Yeah.
Or how much?
I look forward to it. I love R&B beef. I love it. What else is going on?
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of the girls going to Jamaica and taking that picture on the raft.
The raft. You a hater.
I'm tired of y'all going to Tulum and taking that
Tulum
picture
is
with.
It's kind
of
done.
Yeah, it's over. You see that, right?
It's done.
Such a change. Oh, nobody wants to go to Mexico now.
It's done.
Oh, everybody's what? Now where we going? Nobody flying now. You notice that?
No, people are flying.
Not as much.
Because the flight chart price went up. The price went up.
Makes you wonder.
Because everybody was everywhere 2020, 2021.
Yeah, I was everywhere 2021, but the flights was not cheap. That was going on. Them shits wasn't, I was paying fucking regular, normal ass price. Shit, I, Costa Rica was not fucking on sale.
It was not.
It was
on
not
sale.
No this, that was nigga. Depend on where you go. Jamaica maybe was cheap. Maybe that's why everybody was there. I did not go
to
Jamaica.
I don't think Jamaica was cheap either.
Puerto Rico was cheap. I was there. Where else I went? Jamaica is cheap depending on where you go. A lot of people going out there with family there. Mm. Y'all think y'all slick.
That's funny.
Y'all niggas got aunts and shit with big ass houses. Big y'all ass just houses. Running to Jamaica and then going to the resorts to take pictures. what else am I tired of? It's a lot of fucking internet. Oh, let me... I gave this away on my story earlier, but I want to give it to the pod. I don't know if I did or not. The new way women shoot they shot is adding you to her close friends and putting up some skanky shit and seeing if you bite. Like, meaning if you respond, react to the story. Because it's a close friend's post, that means she knows who sees this.
Right.
So, my nigga, if you and some girl close friends and there's some ass cheeks in there, there is a chance she might want to give you that ass.
So, what's
because she personally added you there.
What's the nastiest thing you've seen in someone's
Oh, I've seen
friend?
People fucking on close friends, all type of shit. Yeah. That's what it's for. And I want people to understand, too. Close friends ain't for memes. I'm sick of y'all, bro. Look, if you want to post a freaky meme, fucking post it. Don't close friends a meme. That is, I be wanting to screenshot it and post it, repost it. Like, it this is really close friends? Why did you have to see a close friend? What is this? Remove me. I'm expecting to see ass in there. And you got a meme about getting your dick sucked? Nigga, take me out.
Take me out.
Remove me, bro. You have fucking bitches in your close friend. Get me out of there. This is purgatory. What? Get me out of here. Now, I got one friend. I ain't gonna say his name. That's my nigga. I ain't gonna blow him up. Every time I see his close friends, I run to his story. Because you know what time it is. I'm
what?
Gonna say his
name.
His story? It's a few niggas that's living a life I wish I could live again.
What?
But I can't live that lifestyle no
people
more.
People are putting...
Oh, yeah. But the girl don't know, though.
Video.
Girl don't be knowing. Sometimes she do be knowing, though. And you just put emoji.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah, sometimes they don't be knowing.
That's disrespectful.
A lot of side shots. Nigga hitting it from the side. She don't know. Flashes on. She facing this way. Pillow and... It's a lot of movies on close friends. To the people that's wasting it, fuck y'all, okay?
I never people saw anything in close friends.
Yeah, they not adding you. They not adding you to the lip
I
shit.
I mean, I don't want to see it, honestly.
I'm in a few. It's a couple girls, too, that I'm in. That they, look, I ain't even going, like...
Tell us.
I don't even want to, like make it hot, but I'm in, like, a lot of girls' close friends, and I know what they're doing.
But they want you to bite.
I'm smarter than that. I just enjoy the show. And I laugh because I'm like, bitch, you really think this is going to work on me? And it's not. You're going to have to woman up and say something. I'm blunt. If you don't tell me you want to fuck me, I'm not making a move. Because you know what kind of time we in? You can't just like assume she wants. No. You have to give me a direct sign. Hey, I think you should touch me here. I think so, too. And then I have consent.
So wait. So, okay, I get the guys are posting pictures of them actually having sex. Mm-hmm. So then I'm assuming, like, if it's a female, she's posting nudes.
Scantily clad things she normally wouldn't post in her regular
like
story.
Like nudes.
So, like, coming from the gym, right? This is girl shit. Coming from the gym, want to take off the sweatband, but she might pull the leggings down to see that you show that, to her see that fat ass under them leggings, and now she want to turn to the side and show you
in the close friends.
And that's in the close friends, but it's like, oh, it's free ass in there. Or you get the girls that go on vacation, and everything is in close friends because she's wilding. They're drunk. They're maybe titty slips. Okay. They're kissing their friends.
Oh,
yeah. There's a lot happening, and it's like, oh, they loving Tulum.
Oh, okay.
I wish I was there, but I am there. Because I'm in the close friends.
Because I am there.
I am there.
That's funny.
And if it gets screen recorded and saved to a file, so what? Shouldn't have put it up. Anywho.
Oh my God.
We got to get out of here. We almost had 100 minutes. I went over. We'll be back next week on our regularly scheduled time. Granted that there's no technical difficulties.
Yes.
That's all I got. You got anything? I don't have nothing.
No, that's it.
Well, guys, it's been wonderful. It's been real. I will put this up immediately as soon as I get it from Yana, because I know people, you know, was kind of pissed today.
Really?
They look forward to it Thursday.
But like pissed, though?
Not pissed. Just like, damn, my day kind of dragged because it wasn't a pod. I'm like, oh, shit, you need me for the morning time to stretch you through that, that 10 to 12 push. They need me.
Yeah.
They need us. That 10 to 12 push. Oh, too. Shit. I did a podcast in Atlanta. Shout out my boy Ike. My boy Kai.
What did y'all talk about?
He was just, it really was about me.
Oh.
And
sounds
how,
like an interview.
Kinda, yeah. We had it's coming out soon. Let me get the name of his podcast. I told him I was gonna plug in. I feel bad I waited to the end to do this, but I didn't forget. I told you, like, I wasn't gonna forget. He listens too.
Well, you could put it on in the top of the next one then.
Yes. If I Know You Know podcast. Shout out to the If I Know You Know podcast. That's my boy Kai. He we used to work together in Guest Set back in the day.
Aww.
And you know, he's in Atlanta now. He lives in the 8.
Uh-huh.
Like, we had to drive far as fuck to get to that thing. Uh-huh. But he lives in Atlanta now, and I told him, like, yo, I'm be in town. I want to be a part of your podcast. He's like, yo, you one of the reasons I do podcasts. And
that's nice.
And, you know, I had to show love. And, you know, when he's in Brooklyn, he going to come through. And we'll have him as a special guest. He's a listener, friend of the show. And it was fun. We had a good time.
Nice. And the setup looked really good.
Yeah, I got the smoke. I got free weed. That's always, you know, free weed is always... You know,
that's very nice.
Yeah, it was very nice. It was a very nice interview. Not even interview, like podcast. I loved it. But that's it. I got nothing.
Later.
See you guys next week. This is episode 213. Peace.